Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The chief responsibility of every prophet of God was to speak His word faithfully. When God instituted the prophetic office, He said very plainly, "I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto you," that is Moses, "and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him." Deuteronomy 18:18. Earlier in the same Old Testament book, the Lord said to Moses, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I shall command you." Deuteronomy 4:2. Unfortunately, many of the prophets in Jeremiah's day had claimed to have received dreams and visions from the Lord when they had not done so. They prophesied lies, saying, "I have dreamed, I have dreamed." Jeremiah 23:25. Are there any modern counterparts of these false prophets? God did reveal Himself in dreams in Old Testament times. I need only remind you of the dreams of Joseph and of those of Nebuchadnezzar. But many of those who claimed to have received messages through dreams were lying. Please listen to God's statements concerning those dreamers. "The prophet that has a dream, let him tell a dream, and he that has my word, let him speak it faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, says the Lord?" Jeremiah 23:28. Unquestionably, many of the prophets who claimed to have dreamed were using their dreams for selfish purposes. They were hoping to control their followers or to gain financially from telling their dreams. Their major concern was not to bring men and women back from their ungodliness to serve the true and living God. Can a preacher or a priest hope to escape the judgment of God when he attempts to substitute his dreams for the plainly revealed word of God? Are there any preachers and priests who would do that? Tragically, the history of mankind reveals hundreds and hundreds of examples of religious leaders who were unfaithful to their responsibilities, and not all of them are dead yet. The Lord asked the prophets, "What is the chaff to the wheat?" The chaff was the dream pretended to be received from the Lord. The dreams of the prophets were as worthless as the chaff. The false dreams led the Israelites away from God's covenant and caused them to worship false gods. On the other hand, the wheat, the true word of God, could and did change men's lives from rebellion and disobedience to dedication in God's service. The need for preaching God's word faithfully, without addition or subtraction, is emphasized both in the Old Testament and in the New. "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous works. Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Thy word is pure, therefore thy servant loves it." Psalm 119:11, 27, 33, 105, and 140. Paul told the Romans, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation." Romans 1:16. But no passage in all the Bible teaches this truth more powerfully than the following: "I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, the instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. But watch in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry." 2 Timothy 4, 1 and 2 and 5. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.